Parents and teachers shared concerns on school safety at a forum held this week by the Syracuse City School District and Syracuse Police Department. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, several recurring issues were raised to administrators and law enforcement.
Talana Jones' 14-year-old son is transitioning from middle school to high school in the district. He is Black, has a severe speech delay, intellectual disability, and Down syndrome.
Physically, he's a big boy. And not for nothing, when he gets tired and his body language says, "No, I don't want to listen to you, Mom, and I don't want to listen to anything anybody else has to say," you might read him as aggressive. Not a bone in his body.
Jones wants to know how students with disabilities, like her son, are included in school safety plans.
If he thinks that you're in that caring mode and you're trying to get him to safety, fine. If he thinks you are going to harm him, you might get a different response. And I don't want him to be harmed because we haven't taken a second when things are not crisis mode to think about how we're going to do that.
While some people said they wanted more information on the district's response plan to an active shooter, they did say they were satisfied that officials were listening to them. Celia Ray, a substitute teacher in the district, says she has not had any active shooter training.
I would like to know, in a school building, what I'm supposed to do to protect those children. I just would hate to do the wrong thing in a dangerous situation. Even a fire drill, I have to ask the kids which way to go to a fire drill or follow the other people. It would be nice if we just, as a district, gave that to every school.
Parents were worried about metal detectors not being used in the evenings and multiple entrances into schools. But Thomas Ristoff, the director of public safety for the district, says the answer may not be more metal detectors.
I'm more a fan of let's train our students and our staff on how to read people and respond to people and provide them the support. The metal detectors are simply a tool. They can't supplant that human interaction and that nurturing that needs to take place.
Ristoff says he does want a consistent training message so everyone is on the same page. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.